You know the Unico pattern? You think you don't, but you do. It's that bright fabric print with large poppies on it. You might have a tablecloth with the classic red and white flowers, or maybe a shower curtain adorned with blue poppies. The Unico pattern was created by the Finnish design company, Marimekko, and that pattern is 50 years old this year. Tina Alauta-Kosko is Marimekko's chief marketing officer. She remembers first seeing the poppies design as a young child.
As you might know, for us Finns, Marimekko is more of a cultural institution than only a company or a design house. We're born and raised surrounded by it. So for me, it happened when I was probably something like 3 years old. My grandmother, who was a teacher, she didn't wear anything else but Marimekko. It was her favorite brand. In my grandmother and grandfather's place, they had Unico curtains. So that's probably my first memory of the Unico poppy print.
And the Unico print is kind of the quintessential Marimekko print. But before there was Marimekko, before there was Unico, what were the kind of patterns that Finns were used to when they wore clothes and decorated their houses?
Well, I have to say that the time before Marimekko, Finland also, you know, looked pretty different, as Marimekko was born right after the war in Finland. And actually the founder, for her, Marimekko was a sort of a response to the void caused by the more difficult time period in the history of Finland because of the wars. When thinking about the pattern designs in the previous years, it was more to do with the pretty florals and kind of pretty, more delicate prints. But Armi, the founder of Marimekko, wanted to ask these young, especially female designers, to create avant-garde prints that the world hadn't seen ever before for her husband's oilcloth producing factory. And that was how Marimekko was founded originally.
I mean, it does kind of contrast pretty sharply with the reputation that Finns have as a kind of dour, serious group of people. And here you've got this explosion of color, of flowers, of energy, of expression. So, I mean, it's hard to imagine it actually coming from Finland, with all respect.
Yeah, well, very often people ask me that, you know, how is it possible that such a colorful brand known for its, you know, bold and bright prints and colors and, you know, happy spirit, how can it come from a country like Finland, which is located so up north with dark, long winters? But I think that's actually the reason why. We Finns, we, you know, spend a lot of time indoors during the long winter time. So, and we don't see so much sunlight. So we need the sun somewhere. We need the energy. So that's why we need Marimekko.
You've got a 50th anniversary version of Unico, I gather. How has the pattern changed over the years?
Well, the pattern itself has kept in its original form. However, during the course of the years, the print has received different scalings and over 80 different colorways. It has always reflected in its colorings, you know, the spirit of the time, and kept its topicality.
And captured imaginations all over the globe. Tina Alauta-Kosko, Chief Marketing Officer for Marimekko, congratulations on your 50th anniversary of this pattern.
Thank you.